We present Amor Dei, an invention for radio by Barry Bermange. This is an attempt to describe God in human terms and to create an overall impression of man's love for him. All the voices were recorded from life and arranged in a setting of radiophonic sound. Amor Dei.
I could never say dogmatically that I believe it's that or this, because I can't. It's something that I feel. It's not something that I think about. I feel it, and I feel it at certain times when I'm completely aware of something that's completely outside of myself. Even, say, looking at those trees. Then I can feel something which has an echo somewhere deep in myself. Then I believe that could be God. I believe that God is in every one of us. I believe that we all have God within us.
God in me is a feeling of great love and simplicity.
God was the very first thing there was.
God is my friend, my only friend.
God is the spirit and God is love.
He must be not human, not with human feelings, but rather as energy, really.
A pool of energy. A reservoir of good, perhaps, as opposed to a reservoir of evil, but certainly not a person.
He's in yourself.
It's something inside you.
Something which makes flowers grow and coordinates the heavens and keeps everything together and keeps everything going.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
God is my friend, and I love him.
He's just sort of air, really.
He is in heaven.
He's going from place to place in wonderful garments.
He's not actually down here. I look up to him. He just stands there, looking down at me.
He's not walking, he's more or less floating.
In a white robe.
Simply floating, like the angels float.
In a white robe.
Flying, apparently without any means. He's just there, he's suspended, but I can't see the suspension in air, and he's moving about all over his domain from one spirit to the other.
With the archangels round him, serving him and praising him.
He is in heaven. I can see clouds all around him. God is life eternal.
He's very understanding, like one of us, and very human. A very wonderful person, of course.
The spirit and comforter.
Our heavenly Father, Christ himself.
He is a mystery.
He's in yourself.
It's something inside you.
In every one of us.
God is a spirit.
The spirit is everywhere. The spirit is all round. Is everywhere, in everything. You can say that it's in flowers, it's in beauty, it's in nature, it's all in the world.
God is in every one of us.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
We all have God within us.
And I love him.
Maybe when you see something really beautiful in the country, or read beautiful words or hear them, then I think you feel an echo within yourself deep. Then I believe that could be what I believe is God. When I see something beautiful, that's a moment or perhaps a second. I feel it within me, deep. It's as though that's a moment I can take out of everything. It stands out. But it's when you're very quiet, perhaps, or by yourself. Not when you're with anybody else. But on the other hand, I have felt it, yes. Being with some certain person for no reason, it just seems to happen. Something that happens in a second.
I am much more aware of it when I'm in wide open spaces, especially if you're standing on a height.
It's just an experience, a revelation.
It's lifted up sort of feeling, you know, exalted.
It's a feeling of oneness with nature. Oneness with the universe.
It's a sort of impulse to prayer.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Very comforting.
I felt uplifted tremendously.
You feel that he is listening to your prayers.
I feel him. Feel him near.
Even here as we sit here, we know he is with us and listening to us. He comforts us always, and that is why God is everywhere.
I think he is everywhere. But I think that at moments when you pray, that is when you feel that God is here.
I see him mostly when I'm praying.
When I'm in wide open spaces.
When you see something really beautiful.
Kneeling down in a church and praying.
When I see a nice country, hillsides, glens.
When I see a newborn baby.
Or read beautiful words or hear them.
That is when you feel that God is here.
I see him in lots of ways, really. I see him in flowers and all that creation, you know.
The landscape, the trees, the flowers, the wild flowers, such as they are.
In beautiful objects.
In other people, and in their behaviour, and in their examples.
In the clouds. I can see him in the clouds.
In creation. With the world, things of the world, and nature, and in children, and in all living creatures and animals.
The seasons, how everything is ordered.
Everything at the right time, and the right season.
When you pray, that is when you feel that God is here.
It's a feeling which one gets very, very occasionally.
It's a wonderful feeling.
Very comforting.
It lifted up sort of feeling, you know, exalted.
It's as though That's a moment I can take out of everything. It stands out.
It's just something that comes. His divine presence.
You feel that he is listening to your prayers.
Even here as we sit here, we know he is with us and listening to us. He comforts us always, and that is why God is everywhere.
I think he is everywhere.
Whatever happens, I always feel God is with me.
I'd like to believe in God, but I'm afraid I can't. I find that the whole conception of a divine being is really an easy way out. For most people, an avoidance of personal responsibility, a passing of all decisions to somebody else. There are so many things within the idea of religion which are contradictory, and the basic morality of religion seems to leave much to be desired.
Although I could bring myself to believe it intellectually, I somehow can't feel it emotionally.
I can't see that it helps anyone.
I think it's all superstition.
I feel that I cannot look to any sublime being for guidance in my own life.
I cannot believe that there is someone up there who has any kind of personal contact with me as a human being.
As a good and honest atheist, I think the whole thing's nonsense.
I can't accept the idea of a supreme being who takes any interest in anyone on Earth.
I feel that we're living in this world, and it's the world that's going to help us.
I don't think I feel any of the religious attitudes supposed at all. I don't really feel any life force flowing through everything, animating it and me, and making the universe meaningful.
I don't believe that you can pray and your prayers will be answered and your sins forgiven and so on.
I don't believe God created a world at all. I think it's just a burnt-out planet, like all the rest.
I don't believe in the Christian concept of a god. To me, this is quite unacceptable.
A social ritual.
An avoidance of personal responsibility.
I think the whole thing's nonsense.
And yet, in a way, I envy the person who can pass this responsibility to an almighty being, because then they're not ultimately responsible for their own mistakes, their own human elements of greed or desire or envy, or any of the other things we all contend with in our daily life.
It's in the world and in worldly terms that one has to sort out one's life.
It's impossible to pray to life or expect it to answer you.
It doesn't solve anything, and it doesn't even make me feel any better.
Life is something which you are living all the time. It's something which you are living all the time.
Thank you. I'd like to believe in God.
I think that you really must believe in something, but you're not aware of it. And I think that if completely unbelieving, you'd be very sterile.
You'd be missing an extra dimension.
You're separating yourself from life.
Your life would be flat.
You're not feeling part of it.
It would be lacking in depth.
Your contact with life would be dimensionless.
You have no purpose in life. I think
you're missing an awful lot.
You wouldn't be missing anything because you wouldn't be aware of the possibility.
Do you want to be in the kingdom of God? Or do you want to be left out amongst all the, as the Bible speaks of, dogs and sorcerers and warmongers and liars?
You're losing a tremendous lot.
A tremendous lot of help in this life, to help you to live and to live for others. You'd lose such a lot of graces that you could have.
How can you expect to make a success of your life if you deny or have nothing to do with God?
I can't understand anybody not believing in God.
One has to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you really don't know what you are missing.
I'm afraid I can't.
Sometime or other, it must come back to you. It must come back to you.
Believing in God is the natural thing to do.
Because God is within you.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
He's in yourself.
It's something inside you.
Something which makes flowers grow and coordinates the heavens and keeps everything together and keeps everything going.
It must come back to you in a certain time, at some time in your life. It must come back to you that there is a God.
There must be a God.
There is a God.
To me, this is quite unacceptable. Rituals and ceremonies that we go through. All this seems to me to be just for the comfort of man himself. I can understand that you can get some kind of comfort from it, and even that maybe your prayers will be answered. But for me, this is meaningless.
If you don't believe in God, then you don't know the comfort of prayer.
A person without religion must be aimless and drifting.
They miss such a lot, I think.
They must miss everything in life.
Well, you might just well be dead.
They are just miserable sinners and they cannot be happy.
You might just well be dead.
Thank you.
There is a God.
There must be a God.
There is a God.
One has to believe in God. If you don't believe in God, you really don't know what you are missing. How could we be without him?
Without him, we could not do anything.
He is all love, and you just cannot live without him.
Without him, we could not do anything.
In time of trouble, he always shows us and comes to us in spirit to comfort us.
He goes with me. I feel his companionship daily.
I've found him a great comfort when I've been in trouble.
I feel his companionship daily.
He created me.
He's helped me in so many ways, and I trust him.
He's given us the grace to believe in him.
He's a great guide and comforter.
He's so understanding. So wonderful, so helpful.
He goes with me. I have that satisfaction of knowing every day.
I feel he's controlling my life and everybody's life.
He's so understanding, so wonderful, so helpful.
And without him, without faith, without prayer, life would not be worth living.
When I'm depressed, this image of God and the Trinity and everything else comes back to me, and I have an urge to go into a church and pray. I need something bigger than myself. It's an inadequacy, I suppose, in myself that I need this comforting thing which is bigger than any of us. I suppose.
I've always been searching for something. It seems to be the only answer that there is a higher being, a higher intelligence, which directs everything. It's given me an extra dimension in my life. So many things that I can't normally explain seem to have a meaning. It's given me a new dimension, a meaning to so many things that I haven't understood before. It's given a new dimension to my life, a new depth generally. Without this belief, life to me would be very confusing.
There must be something greater, bigger. There must be some purpose. We must be part of something. We must contribute to something. This is our reason for living. We're part of a life. We aren't living ourselves. We're part of a bigger life, something much greater, a greater life, a greater universe. We're an atom in the God. God is the sum total of us all.
How could we be without him? He is all love, and you just cannot live without him. When you see the sin and the misery round about you, you know perfectly well that they do not believe in God. They do not go to him with all their troubles, which I do. I know if I get any troubles, I just go to him and he comes to me right away and he will comfort me. And that is how it is with people that do not believe in God. They are just miserable sinners, and they cannot be happy. There must be a God. Oh, yes.
And that is the only thing that has any real meaning to me. And it is something really deep. God is in every one of us.
He's inside everyone for everyone to find.
We all have God within us.
And I love him.
Amor Dei, an invention for radio, was compiled and arranged by Barry Bermange in collaboration with the BBC Radiophonic Workshop.